Lucas.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages.
We're back. I'm T.
I'm AJ Twist.
And this is Unfocused, episode 224. This is the...
Oh, yeah. What is it?
Octillery episode.
Oh, shit. Bang, bang.
Octillery is the jet Pokemon.
What?
Yeah, I know. But anyway.
What?
Don't ask me. But yeah, we're...
How is he in chat?
We're live on twitch.tv/collision28. We're here mostly every week. Thursday from 7:30 to 8. We start roughly in that time frame. We are also on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast.
Subscribe, like it, leave us some comments.
You already like it, but just push the button too, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. We know you like it. Just show us you like it.
Just show us, please. All right.
And we're back.
We're back, yeah.
Yeah. News has been kind of weak, but I think this week's a good week, right?
Yeah, this week's pretty solid. I actually got a lot of stuff. How was your personal Unfocused week?
Personal? Oh, shit. All right. So, you know, I've been chilling out, hanging out, relaxing, all cool. And then I went to the comic book store. I did see Aladdin. We talked about that. I saw Toy Story. I think we mentioned that.
Did we talk? Oh, yeah. We didn't want to talk too much.
Yeah.
But by the way, I now have Toy Story 3 in my possession. I'm going to probably watch it tonight or tomorrow night.
Do it. Spider-Man Homecoming. Oh, not Homecoming. My bad. Far From Home.
We'll talk about that.
All right.
Right. What else, though?
And then I actually went to that comic book store that Cuckoo's emailed us about.
Oh, yeah. I want to tell you something interesting about that, too, that my girlfriend mentioned to me. But go on.
Is it something regarding it being taken over? Because we got an email about that from Cuckoo's as well.
All right. Yeah. Oh, wow. Cuckoo's is on point. Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, they're taken over by somebody that I really like already. I've mentioned them before. It's, what's it called?
Collector's Paradise.
Collector's Paradise. I love them. I actually get all my comics from them these days. I've mentioned them before. The version that I go to is the one over here on Winnetka.
I've never been to it, but cool.
I got to take you one day. We should film it and go there. Like, you should see, they have a really vast selection of shit way beyond Marvel and DC as well.
Good, because that's all I read. Yeah. Shit beyond Marvel and DC.
Yeah. So, yeah. But anyway, yeah. So, what did you think about Blastoff? Did you like it?
Well, I went there and shit was cleaned out already. Like, there was, like, nothing at all. So, I didn't find anything that I was looking for. I was going there looking for some, like, Avatar shit. I was trying to look for some Sonic the Hedgehog. I was trying to look for some, like, Ninja Turtles. Nothing.
Even
none of that
stuff was gone.
Yeah, like, I found one turtle book, but I think it's something that I'm not even collecting right now. I found some Ender's Game stuff, which is something that I was collecting that is by Marvel. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't sure exactly which one I needed, so I didn't pick it up. But that's pretty much all I saw was those two little things.
It's funny, I thought about getting you Marvel's Ender's Game before, but I didn't know like if you already had it or if you would even really care about that.
Yeah, I already have. I'm collecting some of it already, so.
That's fucking crazy. That's a good thing I didn't. Then probably would have been duplicate.
Yeah. So I have a list of things that I have. I need to update it though because I've been getting so much new shit recently. But anyway, some other things I did pick up though. I'm not sure if I talked about it, but I picked up the Avatar: Last Airbender, Smoke and Shadows, which is another one of the arcs that they have. So I picked that up, the thick hardcover book.
Mm-hmm.
I also went to my comic book store and I picked up a new Korra, which I didn't even know was out. But they had a new arc is starting, Ruins of the Empire, which is looks like Kuvira's back as a big bad for this one.
Wait, she's a bad guy again?
She already got beaten. Well, apparently she's in fucking jail and shit, and something happens that I don't know. I haven't read it yet.
Well, I'm not gonna lie, cause I'm happy about that, cause I actually love Kuvira. She's one of my favorite villains.
Yeah, she's pretty dope. I also got my Sonic number 17. Yeah, 17, continuing the Zombot shit, and this shit's pretty interesting. So. I actually like this one. This is a good read. Especially some shit that happened at the end with like a little side story. It's like, whoa, what the fuck?
Of course, you can't tell us about that without spoiler, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Let's leave it.
Sonic's being attacked by a friend, pretty much. I can tell you that much. And then I wanted to get more comics, and I was trying to buy some shit off Amazon. I was like, let me add more shit to this real quick. And I finally went back in my wish list of things I want to get, and I picked up Sonic Archives Volume 14. This is the Archie series. And this picks up from where I left off years ago after issue number 50. So this is 51 through 54 here. So I'm going old school right now. And I know I have one of these comics, but I just kind of want to continue the story to see what the fuck I was missing the whole time. And then I also picked up Darkstalkers, volume number two. Yeah, what? Night Warriors. So the Udon series. So now I have 1 and 2, which are like the only ones that they have. I don't know why this one's fucking all holographic and shit, but the original that I have is not.
Probably because they just, like, they probably reissued them.
Maybe. I don't know.
They had to at some point, because...
Maybe. You know, I never fucking noticed that the fucking werewolf dude was in the background of this shit.
Oh, that's
with
dope.
With Felicia right there. That's crazy. Oh, fucking Dimitri's on this one. What the fuck? Fucking, the more you know. I did. We were just talking about
you should have
right
that
now,
on the
cookies.
Soundboard. That the more you know sound.
Yeah, right.
Anyway.
Yeah, we just talked about your shit right now, cuckoos, because we're talking about comics.
Yeah, thank you for the information. Yeah, cuckoos. I mean, I knew, but you beat me to it. That's dope.
Yeah. So yeah, Blast Off Comics being taken over by Eclectus Paradise. So they're pretty much just keeping the same spot, and this is out here in North Hollywood, California, in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
In
so,
case anyone's outside of this area.
Yeah. Support both versions of Collector's Paradise, whichever one you're closer to, you know.
Anyways, more shit that I've gotten. So, this is just like a nerdy type of thing, but I can do some kind of gaming shit with this shit. So, I've always wanted this. You can't even see because it's a green PCB, but it's a Raspberry Pi. This is what it's called. Little computer. You can just do whatever you want to it. You can connect shit onto these pins and have it control other shit. You can have it react to buttons. You can put sensors on it. You can do fucking whatever, right? A lot of people use this to make retro arcade machines. They load up a bunch of emulators to this shit, hook up some arcade stuff, style, or just any controller, really.
I've seen that before, yeah.
Yeah, so I can do that with this. I might do that. I might do other shit. Anyways, this shit normally goes for like $35-$40 on, like, you know, just buying it online from the shops or whatever, Amazon, whatever. I was yard sailing. Found it for, I don't even know how much.
What? At a yard sale?
Yeah, me and Carla were just going through some yard sale
Did
shit.
Does it work?
Yeah, it works. And we're just picking up random little things that we liked, and then the guy gave us a box like, here, you can put your stuff in there. I'm like, all right, cool. So we started putting more shit in there, and I saw this line there. I don't know what it was, and I picked it up, looked at it, and I was like, is that a Raspberry Icon? I'm like, oh my god, let's put this in a box.
Yes, yeah, just get this right away. Right?
Everything in that box, $5.
Damn.
So I got that shit for less than $5, pretty much, and it fucking works. I just needed to get a micro SD card like reader so I can format my own programming to it, and yeah, fucking works. So that shit's legit. So I can, yeah, I don't know what I want to do with it yet. I was thinking of making a soundboard with it. You know how we have this?
Yeah.
This needs to go through a computer and go through a program itself, so it's kind of computer dependent.
Okay.
But if I do something with this and connect a board to it,
it could be independent on its own.
Yeah, and it has its own audio jack, so then it could be its own little thing, and I can just plug it into the mixer.
That's pretty cool.
That's kind of the thing I want to do with this. Or another idea I want to do. I'm not sure which idea I want to do, but I guess we'll figure it out. And then, also, which I was showing you right now, because I'm thinking of building a new arcade stick, right? There's a lot of shit that's been going on, like, within the past week. But I wanted to make it more modular, and I hate when I try to take my arcade stick somewhere that I can't fit it into a bag, because the stick hangs out, right?
Oh, that's why you did that.
So that's why I did
that.
And so I was like looking up shit, and I was watching just some random videos of people reviewing arcade sticks. And there's one arcade stick that has something very similar where you can remove the stick. It's more like magnetic, though, so it just kind of just pulls off easily. I was like, I want some shit like that. And so I was looking up on the websites that I go to for arcade shit, and I found this. So all you do is kind of lift up the base, like it's on a spring loaded, and then it can disconnect from the arcade stick. And they actually give you, actually you can buy it separately, a lanyard that has a, you know, connector right there. So when you're like just out tournament and shit and you're not using your stick, you can just take off the stick, put the stick in your bag, and you can hang the shit off your neck so you know where it's at. So
yeah, you can't lose it.
Can't lose it, yeah. So I thought that shit was pretty sick, so I got that. Like it feels pretty good. It feels really light. I was noticing today when we were playing that it feels a lot lighter than what I'm used to, which I'm not sure if I like it or not yet. One thing that sucks, though, is that the base, the round part of it, is a lot thicker. So my dust washer doesn't fit. So I need a new fucking dust washer, dust protector. Aside from that, usual gaming. Actually, I play some CVS, too. Some Street Fighter Cross Tekken, some Tekken, and of course, the usual Soul Calibur. And some Rival Schools. Actually, yeah, I didn't play Rival Schools, but I watched the guys play Rival Schools. So after our battle for the hammer, Chris was telling us his Olympics idea, and we kind of put it out to a test, and it was pretty fun. Those are some of the games that came up that we had to play. So the whole thing was like we have two teams. So that's actually me and Chris versus Steve and Drew. And then we just kind of roulette what game we're going to play. And then whatever game popped up, we chose, like, okay, who's going to play that game?
Oh, okay, that's pretty cool.
The first game that came up actually was Street Fighter Cross Tekken. So we both teamed up. See, we did 2v2 on that shit.
Oh, smart.
So that was pretty fun. And then we roulette again. And then what came up? Guilty Gear came up. Yeah, so Guilty Gear came up. And so I was like, Chris, you take this one because you know more about Guilty Gear. And he played against Steve. I forgot who won that. I think Steve won that. And then we played roulette again. And we got CVS2. And so that was me versus Drew. So I got to play that. So it was fun. And then we just tallied up points. I don't remember who won all that shit, but it was pretty sick though. It was pretty fun. So he was talking about making that like a bigger thing event where we can bring communities together, have rivalries again, like East versus West or America versus Japan, shit like that. Maybe just even different streaming websites versus other streaming sites, something like that. So sounds pretty fun. So if you can figure out the kinks, that'd be dope. Also played a new game that came out for mobile, Dr. Mario World.
Dr. Mario World?
Yeah.
Is it an active game or is it a puzzle game?
It's a puzzle game. It's a puzzle game, actually, yeah. Except it works a lot differently than traditional Dr. Mario. The same concept there, you get pills, you got a disappear virus. That concept is still there. Except the pills come from the bottom, and then you can actually control where they're going to go. So rather than go up, up, left, right, and all that to figure out where they're going to go, you can literally just drag your finger and drag the pill exactly where you want, which cuts out the time for it, dropping down and all that. But that also allows you to do some interesting stuff too, get into small areas. Also, whenever you match up, how the pills come in two colors sometimes? And then if you match up one color, the other color just falls down to the ground.
Yeah.
You can pick that piece up and then move it somewhere else.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, so that's pretty interesting.
New mechanic.
And there's a lot of other new mechanics in it, too. They have, bricks, which if a virus is next to it and then you disappear the virus, then the brick breaks away and there could be another virus behind there. And then you don't know what color it is, so you can't prepare for it and shit, right? So if you disappear a yellow virus, the brick next to it will disappear and it will be a blue virus right there. So it adds some new twist to it. There's also turtle shells randomly placed in the area too, which are also the same color as your pills. So if you get one of your pills matched up onto a shell, then the shell will clear everything horizontally. So
that's weird.
Yeah, some weird shit.
I have to see you play it. Now I'm starting to get lost.
There's also some bombs, which if you hit a bomb, then it'll clear everything around it, within a one block radius.
So, I do love the puzzle game, so I'm interested.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. It's definitely the base of Dr. Mario, but they added a bunch of normal, mobile game stuff to it. You can get these extra power-ups, this would allow you to do this. So there's all, I haven't messed with it yet, but there's shit like that. And then once you beat enough levels, then you unlock the ability to use Peach or Bowser.
Okay, that's
who are also in doctor outfits too. And then each character has a different power. I'm not sure what Bowser's and Mario's is because as soon as Peach came up, I used Peach. But her ability is once you build up a little meter, then you can activate her power and then she'll randomly disappear a whole vertical area.
Damn,
like a lightning strike, yeah. So I'm not sure what Mario and Bowser do. I'm guessing something similar. But that's kind of what's going on with that game right now. So, if you like Dr. Mario, you want a little spin on it, check that out. It's a free app. And that's pretty much everything I've been up to.
All right. For my focus week, I made sure I got around to seeing Spider-Man, same as AJ. We'll talk about that in a little bit. I started finally picking up my Marvel reading. I don't know if anyone has been paying attention to my reading schedule there, but I stopped reading after I finished Siege and the whole thing about Norman Osborn. And now I picked it back up, and which is considered the heroic age. There's the new team of the Avengers after that fallout. I like the team. I'm kind of over Luke Cage being on the team, like I was telling AJ. Just because I don't really see what he adds to the team anymore. He was dope for the first part of it. Now I'm like, okay, you can kind of rotate him out now,
Who's on this team?
So it's Luke Cage, Wolverine, Miss Marvel before she became Captain Marvel, Spider-Man, Brother Voodoo, Doctor Strange, and Mockingbird.
Oh, wait, Strange, okay.
Yeah, and
Mockingbird.
Yeah, and The Thing. So that's an interesting one. Someone from the Fantastic Four is on the Avengers. It's been a long time since that's happened.
That's there's no no Cap.
No,
that's weird.
Yeah, and Miss Marvel is not even lead. You would think Miss Marvel would lead the team, but fucking Luke Cage leads the team, and I'm just like,
interesting.
Yeah, he led the team already though, and I'm like, okay, can he let somebody else lead the new Avengers now? It's all right. It's pretty good. Feels a little a little redundant at points, but it's still pretty good. Apparently, there's a parallel Avengers to this team still. I thought that was over after the whole Norman Osborn thing, But they make it clear in the very beginning that there is a second team of Avengers still, and that has Cap, Iron Man, and Thor on it.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't like it.
That's weird.
Yeah, I don't like this. I loved it before, you know, when it was the new Avengers versus the Mighty Avengers, and then the Mighty Avengers versus the Dark Avengers. That was cool. But
they need to do some, like, NFL shit, you know, like, oh, Avengers, but, like, in, you know, California, you know.
Mm.
You got the L.A. Avengers
That's what they're doing now. They have right now, they have West Coast Avengers.
They like, a Super Bowl of the Avengers.
Right. But, yeah, this is also quite a few years old. This one's, I'm just catching up still. This is my path to catching up to... Mainly, I want to get to Secret War, which is the big event where the Ultimate World and the regular universe, like, collide, you know?
You should, like, probably, like, I'm not sure if you've done this already, but look up a list that connects, like, from all that.
Got one.
So you're reading the right shit.
You know, I got one. Okay, yeah, cool. I know exactly the path. Thanks to my friend Nick, too. But yeah, so I'm reading this new Avengers. I really like the team. I don't need Luke Cage. I also don't think I need Doctor Strange and Brother Voodoo. I could deal with Doctor Strange being out just because he's been in all the other teams, all the other versions of this team. But yeah, so that's that. Other things.
I like how you're wearing your Luke Cage yellow today.
You know? Luke Cage / Luffy, you know, my One Piece representing here.
That's right, that's right.
But you know? Luke Cage does rock that yellow shirt, though. He makes it work, you know?
Right.
Other than that, what else have I been reading? I think that's the main thing on that. I started watching The Dark Crystal. You ever seen that movie, The Dark Crystal?
Nah. Sounds familiar.
Yeah, it's like an old Jim Henson puppet one from our days.
I thought it was.
Yeah. But, you know, it feels like, you know, a hero's journey, you know, to get the crystal, stop the Dark King, save the princess. You know, it's that kind of thing, you know?
Right, yeah.
It's pretty dope. It's entertaining. The puppetry for the time is really cool. But, you know, the reason I'm kind of watching that is because there's about to be a new series for that on Netflix, the Dark Crystal series.
Oh, really? Okay.
There's a trailer for it. It looks dope. Like, it looks really good and way better than this one. But I don't know if it's going to be a rehash or if they're going to, like, continue it from that, you know? So I'm just rewatching it or watching it for the first time. I never saw it as a kid. So, yeah, I've been watching Dark Crystal. I saw Midsommar as well as Spider-Man. That was another – that was the new horror movie that came out. It's not even just a horror movie. It's like a horror / breakup movie. It's really weird.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's very weird, but very good though.
David Bowie. Yeah, he's in the Dark Crystal, right?
Yeah, he's in Dark Crystal for a moment. No, wait. I think you're thinking of Labyrinth.
Oh yeah, it was Labyrinth.
It's not David Bowie. He's in. He might have made a cameo. Maybe I don't know. Maybe he does. I'm not done with it. But I know that Labyrinth is the Jim Henson thing that David Bowie's famous for.
Yeah.
Which is more of a musical. But, so other than that, I think that's it for my unfocused week. I think when I saw Midsommar the first time, the fucking earthquakes were happening, so they made me get out of the theater. I was so mad.
Oh, yeah, we've had earthquakes, too. Two of them.
Yeah, it's coming back to L.A. But, yeah, man, I was in the last 20 minutes of the movie.
Damn.
It was the most epic, like, climax moment. You could tell, like, this is where all the shit's going down, you know?
Big battles start happening and start feeling it. Like, whoa, this is 4D?
Yeah, right? I was feeling a little dizzy. Like, I don't know why. I thought I was just tripping out from the movie because it was so... without spoiling too much, it's a very psychedelic movie. Like, it's weird, but it's a horror movie, too, you know?
Right.
So, but, you know... In the most epic part, all of a sudden we start seeing this flashing light in the side of the theater. I'm like, the fuck is that?
And it's, oh, shit.
It's the evacuation light. Like, you didn't get the fuck out of there.
They have that shit? That's crazy.
Yeah, no, I didn't know that either. But, you know, everybody was into the ending, so everyone was, like, just slowly kind of still watching it and not really leaving. And eventually
that's how you know it's California, dude. Like, earthquake happens, and I was like, wait a minute.
I want to see what happens right here, you know? Like,
it's okay if it's shaking. It's not bad. Nothing's falling yet.
Dude, we were kind of, that's what all, everyone was like, everyone just kind of wanted to finish the movie. Like, we were like, we're right here right now.
It's an earthquake. It's no problem.
But no, eventually they made us evacuate, and we had to get out. They turned the screen off, and everyone was like, all right, let's go, you know?
Some bullshit.
I know.
But that's hilarious. That's California right there, guys.
No, bro. We're still trying to watch it.
Ground shaking. We're like, that's all right. It's fine.
So then they gave me a ticket. I went back and finished it the next day, and it was really good, really fucking creepy. Yeah, man. I will definitely be very careful when I go to a foreign country.
Oh, shit.
That's all I'm going to say. Other than that.
That's what I feel by Taken.
Yeah, that too. That's another one. Besides that, I think that's the main stuff. I've been I finished Attack on Titan that last season or the newest season. It was fucking amazing. It was fucking crazy.
Interesting.
Really fucking crazy. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend you finish it. a lot of your answers that you've been having since episode one are there now.
Interesting.
Yeah. Anyway, AJ?
I don't know. I was going to say, I saw Stranger Things season 3.
Oh, what do you think? What do you think?
Yeah.
I haven't seen any of it yet.
It was good. It was awesome. Remember, like, season 2 had, like, a bunch of different pairings going together, and that's, like, the big thing. Like, oh, yeah, these two are together and shit like that. Yeah, yeah. So you kind of get more shit like that, except, like, everyone's just split and doing their own thing. And, like, at the very end, they finally all come meet together.
See, I kind of didn't like that about season 2. But
season 2, like, you know, they knew what was going on, but they would split up, and then they would come back and then split up. Yeah. This one, they all just start off
separate.
Just separate, you know? And they don't even think to, like, you know, go to the other people or anything like that. And they just end up coming together. So it was kind of annoying. But it was kind of cool to, like, see them all come together at the very end.
I hope I like it. I'm going to watch it. Obviously, I'm definitely going to watch it because I did like season 2 at the end.
Yeah, no, it was a good time for sure. And then some the new characters they introduced to, that they're pretty fun.
Nice, okay.
One of them technically isn't a new character in a way, but they get a lot of, you know, screen time. They become a main character.
Okay.
But anyways, but yeah, definitely worth checking it out. Finished it in 2 days, too.
All right.
That shit came out on 4th of July.
On other news,
Actually, that's the main stuff. Get to news.
Other things I've been doing, I think that's about it. I guess that's it. Yeah, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and every media that we're available in.
Or don't forget, we're on Twitter, at UnFocus28.
Instagram, at UnFocusPodcast.
And you can always subscribe to us in Apple Podcasts as well, or just go to collision28.com and find other ways to subscribe to us via the podcast and stuff like that.
And if you want news for us to talk about, email us at UnFocusPodcast@gmail.com.
Or if you just want to mention something. Do it there or do it through our Twitters or any other place that we're at, like on YouTube, anything. Do it in our chat room when we're on Twitch.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good right, one.
That's right, for sure. All right. Anyways, with that said.
Okay.
This is the news.
Let's do it.
The news.
What?
All right. We got a doozy this week, I feel like. I know you mentioned a lot of shit to me. I have a lot of shit.
Let's talk. Let's burn through them.
Let's talk some
efficiently,
shit.
But let's have fun.
Yo, when should we talk about Far From Home?
I guess not this episode. We have a lot of shit to talk about. I guess not today.
We have spoiler music we're definitely going to do for it.
I know, but you know what? Let's just save it for next week. Let's give people another week. Or maybe we can do it at the end if we have time. But okay. I feel like we just have so much news to go through. Like, I have so much shit to say. You have a lot of shit to say.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens at the end then.
All right. Yeah. If we have time, maybe we'll do spoiler at the end, though.
All right.
AJ?
So I'll start with the big one that happened this week, which was Nintendo, out of nowhere, kind of announced to us through their YouTube channel that they're releasing pretty soon the Switch Lite.
Yes.
So this is going to be, I should have brought up a picture for this shit, but it's going to be a smaller Switch pretty much. It's a little bit smaller. Let me type this in, Switch Lite. But yeah, it's a smaller screen. They're coming in 3 different colors, which are turquoise, gray, and yellow. And then also, what else is there? The Joy-Cons and shit like that, they don't come off. So there's no sliding shit off at all with this one. Also, it doesn't plug in into a dock. So you can't play this on TV. It's main for handheld. And that's it.
So it's more of a DS. Well, I saw an article trying to say that it's not anything like a DS.
It's not because there's no two screens. There's no 3D capabilities.
But it's their new handheld system.
But yeah, it's a handheld system. It's a little bit smaller.
Does it play the same games?
It plays the same games, except, I mean, there's certain games that you can't really play with it. For example, 1-2 Switch, which is one of the first launch games that came out.
I understand why that wouldn't be.
Because you can't disconnect the Joy-Cons, right? There's also no 3D rumble, and there's no like IR sensor, because one of the Switches or the Joy-Cons have a little IR sensor, so you don't have any of that. So that means you can't even use this for the label shit either, thinking about it now, too. But like stuff like that, you can't do it. But anything else, I mean, you can play Splatoon on this. You can play, you know, the big titles like Mario Odyssey and Breath of the Wild. You know, you can play shit like that, no problem. This is also because it's smaller. The battery has a longer life. I think they said like 30% longer life. And it's also going to be for $200, coming out September 20th this year. So in a couple months. So if anyone doesn't have a Switch and you don't care about connecting it to the TV, then this is probably going to be for you. Or if you have any kids, that's pretty much what it's for. But if you have a Switch already, I don't think there's really a point.
It is to get your kids off of your Switch, basically.
<Pretty much. laughs>
Yeah, like he's...
It's for the younger brother, younger sister. It's always taking your shit, you know?
For real.
I mean, unless you don't use your Switch at all on the TV at all, then maybe this is a new idea. And it's $100 cheaper too, so you know, then you got to think about it. Do you want to get the Switch with no TV connection, or do you want to pay the extra $100 to get the connection and get the detachable shit going on and all that? So
yeah, this is actually not what I was hoping the Switch announcement to be, because you know, I broken my Switch recently and I kind of want to get a new one,
right?
But I don't want this, I want the regular Switch. So True. So I guess a mission accomplished on their part. So
I guess so, yeah. And then there was like a little bit of leaked information about a new revision of the current Switch.
Nothing, yeah, I guess that's not happening, right?
But no, it is going to happen, but it's not going to be the big thing we're thinking about. It's not going to be like a pro Switch or anything like that.
Okay.
Supposedly, all it is like a little boost into the processor and maybe like some type of storage boost too, but nothing too significant to call it a brand new system.
So it is something worth for me as a gamer, it's something I should just go ahead and wait for, right?
I mean, if you want to wait for a pro system, I would say that, but this revision they're talking about, I don't think it's going to be a big boost. I think it's just
better,
kind of...
Better processor, right? Might as well just wait for it if it's going to be the same price.
But I don't think it's going to be like a stronger processor. I think it's just better to maybe make the game more stable in certain areas, you know? But not to improve the quality or anything like that.
Mm. Okay.
At least not drastically. Not anything worth, like, you know, them announcing, hey, we got a new, better, you know, game. It's going to go, like, you know, longer battery. Nothing like that, you know?
Yeah.
It's just going to be a small little update.
Okay.
Like they're fixing bugs type of update, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes sense.
Anyways.
In other news, Pokemon fans arrested for selling bootleg copies in Japan. I don't know if anyone's been following this, but modding and pirated games has become a very big deal in Japan, and they've put a lot of laws in place to counteract this. For example, the one thing they put up is the Unfair Competition Prevention Act. You know, and so basically that just gave them more foothold to like crack down on people that were pirating and, you know, selling fake games and shit like that.
This is in Japan?
This is in Japan. Mm. I'm not going to give this motherfucker's name because I know how Japanese people feel guilty and shit when they get caught. So I'm not going to make him feel even worse by having a bunch of Americans know his name.
It's worse in China because when you do something wrong or like, I think it was when you jaywalk, there's cameras around. They'll take your picture and then they'll put your picture on like the back of buses or on billboards.
Fuck.
Saying, this guy jaywalks.
Wow, yeah. For real?
Yeah, or some shit like that.
I'm pretty sure it was bad. China, so. That's scary as shit, but okay. Right? I guess be happy if you live in Japan. But anyway, this guy in the Niigata prefecture got arrested for selling modded 3DS games, Pokemon specifically. According to the report, an office worker in his 30s had been selling modded Nintendo 3DS games, video games for Pokemon, by taking the data from the game... From the game he bought secondhand and overriding it,
mm-hmm.
You know, buy it with another game's data,
yeah.
And then he would sell it for the same price. So
would he sell them as the original game, or was he selling it as a new game? Like, oh, this is this game, but it's different.
All I got in the article is that he would then take the modded Pokemon game and sell it online.
Mm.
Reportedly selling these modded games for 10,000 yen, which is $92.
Damn.
Yeah, the man admitted his guilt upon his arrest and said he couldn't stop it because the process was earning him so much money. He got charged 300,000 yen for this, which is $2,782. It's honestly a slap on the wrist for fucking with Nintendo.
In a way, yeah, true.
Like, for fucking with Nintendo.
I got off like that, easy, yeah, for
but
sure.
But I think they just want the warning. You know, they want to let everybody know.
They're
like,
using him as a, what do you mean call it?
Not scapegoat, but as an example.
Exactly, as an example.
Yeah, they they went easy on him, but basically from now on they're not fucking around. Like if they catch somebody else doing this shit, like they're gonna hit you up.
Mm.
Yeah, I guess that's the idea. But yeah, so I was like, man, I honestly pirating is getting real hard. You got to be like real good. I wouldn't even try that shit if I were you guys. But
yeah, what he was doing actually is a ROM hack, I believe. Because that's a popular thing on YouTube. A bunch of Pokemon YouTubers. Rather than play, you know, the original games, they'll play like a modded version of it. There's some very like freaking complicated, like, you know, ROM hacks that people will do. They'll completely recreate the whole game, new map, new characters, new dialogue,
even
new Pokemon sometimes. So I'm wondering if he was doing some shit like that and reloading those back into cartridges and selling it like that. So selling ROM hacks that you can play on a legit system.
That's fucked up.
But I've seen shit like that before, so I wonder if he was doing that. That, or maybe he was like unlocking all the Pokemon. He was like, here, I'm selling you the whole cartridge with all 800 Pokemon on them. Maybe he was doing some shit like that. Who knows? But I wonder what it was.
Fuck, man. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
RS Misfit in chat says, wonder if they will have a Yoshi green or Sonic blue Switch. That would be nice.
Yeah, like the Switch lights. I'm not sure if these are fan-created things that I saw, but I saw like a Sword and Shield. Kind of, it was like a gray, but it had like a kind of like a darker gray picture of like, you know, Sword and Shield, Pokemon's the legendaries, whatever. I saw that. I forgot what else I saw, but I think they're fan created. I feel like.
Okay.
But that would be cool to see some fucking Yoshi green. I don't think they'll do a Sonic blue because Sonic is still Sega, but I'd be sick if they did it.
Yeah.
But you know what? Someone can definitely create some type of decal sticker, you know, that you can place on it and give it that feel.
Dude, these days I feel like that's the way. Like, you know, you built me a Batman themed one. I just threw a decal on that.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. It looks
perfect. Batman themed already. Yeah. You know.
anyway, so other news, AJ.
Sanrio and Animal Crossing are crossing over.
Damn.
But on
epic.
On the fucking mobile system, it's the Animal Crossing Pocket Camp. So,
ooh.
Yeah, I know, right? So using our new screen setup here to see this mobile game, to see what they're talking about here. Pretty much, this, as far as I can see, it looks like there's like fortune cookies in the game, but it looks like there's other items you can unlock too. You know, the typical Animal Crossing stuff like furniture, clothing, and just things. So, I don't know, interesting. I wonder if this is a hint of what's to come in the future with crossovers with Sanrio shit.
Yeah.
So I don't think we've gotten like a lot of Sanrio Nintendo crossover stuff yet. Mm-hmm. But Sanrio has been crossing over a lot of shit recently. Like they were doing Capcom stuff a while back. They did a Sonic thing. I'm not sure if you saw that.
Sanrio and Sonic?
Yeah.
Really? What did they do?
I bought Carla one. What was it? It was Tails. I think it was Chuckle Cat dressed as Tails or something like that. But they had like, you know, Hello Kitty as like Sonic the Hedgehog and stuff like that. Yeah. But yeah, if anyone's still playing Pocket Camp, go ahead and check that out if you're into Sanrio and some shit like that. Hello Kitty.
All right. I think I might need my music for this part real quick.
Oh, shit. For reals?
Yeah, man.
It's that time of the month, huh?
Time of the week, you bitch. You look like that. All right, so this part of my news is the Momo Challenge. If anyone's ever heard of this, there's some news that came out this week that there is a Momo Challenge movie. I guess I shouldn't say that. There's a Momo movie in development right now. I don't know if it's a Momo Challenge movie. They're kind of obscure about what the about what the details are of it.
What if it's a movie about Momo from Avatar?
No, it's definitely... That would be the shit. That would make me very happy. But they're very clear that it is a horror movie and it's kind of based on this character. I would love for that to be the case. But the reason this is my dick moves thing is that, yo, people really got hurt. And I think one person died over this Momo bullshit.
You know what? I think this shit was a big hoax because I remember hearing stories about it. And some people were saying that they couldn't find any evidence of this at all. Because the whole thing about the Momo Challenge was that someone was slicing in this character into like the middle of like children's programming on YouTube. And then the thing was like something will start talking to you saying, you know, you should go, you know, turn the gas on your stove and then light a match somewhere and explode it, or go kill your parents or something. But
I think those YouTube clip-ins were very few and far between.
Either very few or maybe someone just made that shit up, because I've never seen it like at all, and I never saw anyone be like, people that were reporting on it never really found an actual video that actually cut to this. You know, the only thing that anyone ever found was just the one part of the thing on the screen with, you know, words and saying shit. That's the only thing they did. But no one ever saw it slice into YouTube videos like people were claiming. Just to throw it out there. I'm not saying that it wasn't out there. Just saying that's what I heard.
Yeah. That's interesting.
In case anyone was wondering what this mobile shit was.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but regardless, you know, people still got hurt. I believe one person still got killed over it.
Maybe, yeah.
You know, like,
but again, maybe a myth, maybe a hoax, maybe that.
No, no, no. People did get hurt over this shit. Really? For sure. People were trying to do this shit, like try to cut themselves and shit, because it tells them, like, you know, it's kids, it's dumbass kids on YouTube. You know,
anyways,
just the fact that it's out there, you know, that kind of stuff. I'm like, the fact that there are real reports of people getting hurt with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dude, come on. Like, just stop. To tell someone, not exactly. Momo is based off an art model that someone, that a Japanese person did at a Japanese art exhibit. And people took the pictures. It was creepy as fuck, and put their own story behind it and shit. That's where Momo really came from.
Yeah, at least the model, the picture you see right here, that's where that came from.
But
the name Momo, where did that come from?
That part, I'm not sure. I do know there is a folklore, like they're saying, folklore.
Yeah.
Similar to this, but like they would try to lure kids into doing things, or like lure them away from their parents.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't this. Like, this is a little different. People kind of fucked with it a little bit, you know, like,
yeah.
But yeah, maybe they based it off of it, I'm not sure. But yeah, I just feel like it's in bad taste to make a movie off of some shit like this.
How do they do that? Unless they're taking like this actual puppet that the guy created and then turning it to like the ring. I think it was a guy.
It was called the bird something originally. It was called the mother bird something or other. Death mother bird or something like that. And then yeah, it just blew up into this thing. I don't remember. I guess I gotta find out the artist's name and all that stuff. I should do
that. This picture had nothing to do with the challenge at all. He was just some artist. He created a statue of this. He had a picture of it somewhere. I think he had a video with it too, showing it off. And whoever made up this hoax thing kind of just took that picture and used it as their monster that we're, you know, throwing into these videos and
right. So yeah,
but why? Yeah, like I can see it being like some type of horror movie. I mean, this thing looks like the thing from The Ring in a way.
Yeah, I think that's where they're trying to go with it, like Grudge Ring type of shit.
Yeah, well, The Grudge. There you go. That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah, I think that's what they're kind of going for with it. To be more specific, it's Orion Pictures developing it, and I believe they're the ones who did the fucking. I'm not gonna say that. Let me just be sure before I say that. I'm not gonna say that for sure, but
But yeah, that'd be interesting if they made it. I'm like, they better get creative with the movie, though. They're going to make it worth it.
Yeah, I guess they're going to be...
This shit just happened like a few months ago.
This is like a year and a half old already, bro.
The Momo shit?
Yeah, the Momo shit's about a year and a half old.
I don't think it's a year and a half. I think that just happened this year.
Nah, that shit's been happening for a while.
Really?
Yeah.
Because the first time I heard about it, I swear it was like earlier this year.
We actually covered it last year.
Was it last year?
Yeah, it was like late last year, but still last year.
Wow, okay.
And the original was called Mother Bird. And it was initially...
Kind of fly as shit.
Yeah, right? It was initially intended to depict the legend of Ubume, a venomous child-snatching bird of Japanese folklore. That's what Cuckoos is talking about. Mm. But this Momo thing is totally created by whoever the fuck made up Momo. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The artist, you're right, it was a guy, Keisuke Aesawa. He's the one who made the original thing. Mm-hmm. He has nothing to do with the Momo challenge.
No.
Yep. So the person who made Child's Play is going to do it, I guess.
Well, producer... Has that dropped yet? That already dropped.
Yeah, it was whack, I heard.
It was whack. Oh, yeah. Sucks.
I kind of felt it was going to be. But anyway, yep. So if you're into that kind of shit, I guess. I mean, I'm not going to look out for it. I'm not down with that kind of shit. Like, but Momo Challenge is going to be a movie. It's already in production. Orion Studios. Orion Pictures.
Cool.
AJ?
Other news? All right. So, let me bring this up here. What's it called? Tetris 99? The Battle Royale Tetris?
That's a new one coming, right?
Actually, never mind. Not even that. There's something different from it. A Tetris Battle Royale game is supposed to be coming out pretty soon. Where's my notes on this shit? So, yeah, so I guess someone bought like the rights to Tetris. You know, that shit goes around a lot. So someone got it, and they're making a Tetris Royale that is planned for iOS and Android later this year. We don't have like any footage of it yet or anything like that. But pretty much, it's supposed to be it will feature a variety of game modes, from the Hallmark 100 player Tetris Royale mode to massive daily competitions of thousands of players, solo marathon modes. But yeah, pretty much it's just Tetris. I wonder how this Battle Royale mode is going to work out. I wonder if it's going to be similar to Tetris 99. But look out for that for mobile games sometimes in the future. I wonder if it's going to be exactly like Tetris 99. This is coming from a group called Network or N3 Work, something like that. They spell Network with the first E being a 3, if anyone's interested in looking them up. But yeah, Battle Royale Tetris coming soon, I suppose.
All right. In other news, apparently the writer, one of the writers for John Wick, you know, a very, very successful action movie lately. Actually, the lead writer of John Wick, I believe. His name is Derek Kolstad. He will be joining the team of writers for The Winter Soldier as the lead. So, The Winter Soldier and Falcon. Sorry, The Falcon Winter Soldier show for Disney Plus.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay. I thought there was a movie coming out. I was like, what the fuck?
No, yeah. But yeah, it'll be directed by Kari Skoglund, which I don't know who that is. Mm. And it will definitely have Winter Soldier and Falcon in it. It will also have Agent 13 and, you know, Baron Zemo in it.
Mm, cool.
Yeah, so, yeah, the writer John Wick being part of it is a fucking big deal to me. We do know the writing team said it's going to be 6 episodes long, so it's going to be kind of short, but I think it's going to be pretty dope.
Oh, so, yeah. That sounds cool.
Yeah. AJ?
All right. Other Tetris news. Oh, no, my bad. Not Tetris news. It's Nintendo Splatoon news.
Okay.
So we're getting that final Splatfest coming up, right?
Yeah.
So to kind of celebrate, Nintendo is actually going to release 2 commemorative T-shirts in North America. So we're getting Splatoon shirts.
Dude, that's dope, because we missed out on the Uniqlo Splatoon shit.
Yeah, I know, and I'm really upset.
Is this their way of making it up to us, or what?
I hope so. Shit. But let me get a picture of these T-shirts up right here. But yeah, so there's going to be a black and gold one to represent Team Chaos, which is led by Team Pearl. And then the other one is Order, Team Marina, which is white and silver, which I'm down for the white and silver because I don't like gold. And plus, I'd rather be on Team Order, I suppose, even though Chaos sounds pretty dope. But yeah, so these are coming out mid-July, so pretty soon, globally, I guess. Oh, no, it's for the Global Splatfest that's going to happen. Don't know where, though. Oh, at the Nintendo Stores of America. North American Nintendo Stores. So look out for that. July 18th is when the Splatfest takes place, by the way, guys. So if you have Splatoon and you haven't done a Splatfest yet, this is your last chance to do it in Splatoon 2, at least, until new games comes out.
Damn.
But I'm really down for one of these shirts, and if anyone knows where I can get one, let me know so I can order it, because I want one.
All right. And other news, this is kind of a fun one. I thought it was ridiculous, but actually real. I got a picture for that one, too. Kanye West apparently is working on low-income housing for you know, people in ghettos or, like, can't afford regular houses and apartments. And it's going to be Star Wars-themed. He said this in a Forbes interview earlier this week. I think it was yesterday. And he said, you know, the design and the theme will be based off of Tatooine specifically. And
wow.
Yeah, I guess because that's the hood in Star Wars. You know? I'm guessing that's why.
Took inspiration from that?
Yeah.
Does Disney know about this?
This I don't know. He probably should have kept his mouth shut till this time. Probably should have let people figure it out, you know what I mean?
Right.
But yeah, this is, apparently he says this is happening.
Well, then it's just based off of it. It doesn't mean it needs to look like it.
Yeah, this is not the pictures of it right here. Yeah, this is just a picture. I thought it was kind of funny to put it up there. But yeah, he says it's going to be themed of Star Wars based off of, Luke Skywalker's hometown. He said it's going to have a trio of structures that look like the skeletons of wooden spaceships and stuff like that. That's one thing he said. I'm like, okay, this was... it's crazy, man. It's crazy shit. But yeah, so, if you're having a hard time paying rent, you know, keep your eyes out for Kanye West's low-income housing, Tatooine style, you know.
Where is he going to do this at? Like, in various cities?
No details yet.
I want to know what it's going to be in case I go broke.
Hey, you never know, man. Just hit him up.
Yeah, seriously.
Use the force. Talk to him, bro.
He needs to use the force to tell me where this shit's going to be happening at. That's interesting, though.
Yeah. AJ?
Kanye, always on that next level shit, dude. Like, I don't even know.
Next level or wrong level?
All right, I knew I had another Tetris story. So, another Tetris news. Apparently, Tetris 99 does an event that I had no idea they were doing. This is the 5th Maximus Cup. The 5th one. That means there's been 4 others. But this 5th one coming up soon, it'll give you, like, a special, like, prize at the end. So, to commemorate the last Splatfest, which I just mentioned, on July 12th. So tomorrow, this thing will be happening until the 15th. And pretty much you just got to play the game. And, and the more you play the game, the more you perform well, then you'll start to earn points. If you earn 100 points, event points, during the cup, you know, event, you will be awarded a special Splatoon theme from Nintendo. I'm not sure if the theme works like on the Switch. Is it a Switch theme or is it like just in a Tetris theme? I'm not sure, actually, because I never attended one of these events. But again, anyone that likes Tetris, anyone that likes Splatoon, check this shit out because I know I am.
All right. Other news.
I want to know what kind of thing I'm going to get, though, out of it.
All right, that's kind of important. Everyone wants to know what they're going to get out of it. But the last piece of news for me, and I think maybe you should start thinking about music of the week if you're down.
For sure.
According to Stranger Things star Dacre Montgomery, which had an Ask Me Anything earlier this week, he was asked a very specific question, if there's going to be a sequel to Power Rangers. The movie, you know, because he was the Red Ranger before.
Wait, who? Oh, that dude. Okay.
Yes, they asked him. And he said, there is a movie planned in the works, but it will not include me or my castmates.
Wait, do we have a picture of this?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
So
interesting.
In other words, they're rebooting
again.
The Power Rangers.
Man, I wanted them to continue the one they already did.
Bro, so did I.
It wasn't that bad.
Dude, I thought it was really good, actually. Like, I enjoyed it for the most part. And they said it was a flop. They considered it a flop, though.
Yeah, because it didn't make enough. It was close, but it didn't get there.
It's like, damn, dude. To me, that sucks. If you're going to make it again, they should do something different. Do Power Rangers in space or Power Rangers Turbo. Or like, whatever. Do something different. That's my point. Don't do the original five again. Don't do,
I guess,
Angel Grove again. Like, that ship sailed. Like, I don't want to see it again, bro. I was happy with that movie.
I don't know the rest. I don't know space. I don't know fucking Turbo.
This could be your introduction. Zio, man. Maybe they could do Zio. I don't know. Do some shit different. But, yeah, maybe this could be your introduction, you know?
Maybe. I don't know.
Wild Force. People love that shit. I've never seen it, but people love that shit.
I heard that shit was pretty good, too. But I don't know anything about any other Power Rangers. But I don't know. But, okay. I guess we'll see. I mean, I've heard that because... Say, they sold the rights to somebody else. I forgot who.
Yeah, and I think we talked about it in a previous episode.
Oh, yeah, like Saban gave it up, and I think Hasbro owns it now, and Hasbro likes to milk their shit in movies.
And he said
that's
why that
they got
this is a
Transformers.
He did say this is a Hasbro decision.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so.
Interesting. So they're going to keep him on then, huh?
No, he's not involved.
Oh, he's not involved.
Him and his castmates are not
involved. Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
I thought that he is involved, but not with his castmates.
No,
okay, interesting.
Him and his castmates are
okay,
all not involved.
That's cool. Got a whole new cast. Fine.
I'm not cool with it.
Whatever.
But, all right. You got one more thing, or you want to go straight to music of the week?
Now we can go straight into music of the week. All right. So let's do that.
Music power.
Oh.
All right.
Stickly Man's already here breaking it down.
I know, man. He's ready for it.
With his crew. Damn, I forgot I did that.
What you got for your music of the week?
Cuckoo
Asia?
Says they should do Big Bad Beetleborgs, like a movie? Dude, that'd be sick.
Hey, I'll watch.
That's less
Big
people
Bad
to worry about. You got a smaller cast.
Bro, I'll watch Big Bad Beetleborgs as long as the last movie, the movie ends with the white Beetleborg showing up at the end.
Oh, yeah, there was a white one. That's
He's got to show up at the end, bro.
Dude, that was like the fucking greatest thing you ever
said. For me, I'd be more down for Mystic Knights of Tirnano.
Who the fuck is that?
You remember the Mystic Knights of Tirnano?
No, I don't.
There was some shit that was a little bit later on. And there were these knights, you know, and they'd fight and shit. But then when monster shit, which they fight regular armies and stuff, but when monsters showed up, they would transform into their full knight versions. Like, they got, like, blue armor and shit like that. They were, like, in the old Middle Ages and shit. It was pretty dope. It was actually a pretty cool show. It wasn't great, but, it was better than... I think it was a little bit better than Beetleborgs, which I still love Beetleborgs.
Yeah, I need to see Beetleborgs again someday.
I would watch some of it.
Yeah. Anyways, music of the week, part of the show where we share some music with you, is what we've been listening to and what we think you should be listening to.
All right.
Who's starting it off?
I'll start it off.
Set up, huh?
Yeah, the song I picked is kind of old, but I still love it a lot. It's by Gunplay called D-Boy Fresh.
Interesting. I don't think I've heard this.
Yeah, AJ, what you got?
My track this week is with an artist that I featured. Actually, two artists that I think I've had on Music of the Week before, but now they're collaborating together. So this is Crypt featuring Vin J, and the song is called "The Devil Went Down to Hip Hop."
I like the name already. All right, we'll be back after these messages, guys.
Do it.
So vagina, my coke is so Madonna, my fish got so piranha, put chrome on Yokohamas. I can't trust my hoe no more, can't leave no dope around her. Roll $100 scroll, she snort that roll right off the counter. Drop that plucker on a digit, quote a bird that just a pigeon. Got a chicken on the stove, bout to whip it like a sissy. What y'all know, bite this up. Cocaine always pop up at the same time that the pots are built. Switching wrists, let one stop and chill. D-Boy Fresh, three Corvettes, Nemo Kush, from deep out west. And some head, mouth, skull, and brain. When she saw the chain, dang, what a sudden change. That's a D-Boy. D-Boy Fresh, D-Boy. Three Corvettes. That's a D-boy, that's a D-boy. D-boy fresh, D-boy. That's a D-boy.
Pace for the enemy, no competitor will crack the case. I bash your face, compelling when the path the flames. And bitch, you better get ready to feel the wrath to pay. Got him looking like a bit of a joke, and looking like another rabbit that I've been a provoke. But I can't be stopped when I give him a dose. You really wanna be the devil in a different approach. Everybody wanna compete for gold fail. I'm a demon in the shadow of the streets I dwell. Come and get a better look at all the beats I mail. You were dealing with a D-E-V-I-L. Get a pulverized, step back and blow your mind. I got a rhythm and the flow divine. But no surprise, I win it, better close your eyes. And now the battle's won, bitch, your soul is not. Listen up, devil, you don't wanna battle me with speed. I practically invented a concept that can't be beat. So grab a seat, what a rapper seat. You're not imagining what is happening. I'm actually battling half-assed and I'm ravaging your whack ass on the track. And if you try to rap this fast, you have an asthma attack from the lack of breath that you have. And I'm going savage mode. And yes, I know rapping fast won't give me the goal. But hold the phone, listen close. I deliver the punchlines a couple times when I rhyme fast or slow. I implement in the bowl, but you just flow with the beat and stay surface level. But I dug so deep that I found a new devil. So if it came to a vote about who roasted the most and who was the more talented musician, the answer is me, because I'm a fucking G who OD'd on the talent that was God-given. The devil dropped his chin because he knew that he had been beat again. He rapped as fast as he could, but sacrificed substance and could not win. The Crip snapped the microphone from his hands and said, I'll be taking that and turn it to scrap. Because now you know the gold doesn't help any motherfucker rap, and that's a fact.
And that's where this came from.
Bitch, dropping my phone. That's good. We're back.
We're back on Unfocused. And again, that was D-Boy Fresh by Gunplay and The Devil Went Down to Hip Hop.
With, it was Crip featuring Vin J.
All right. You know what I liked about that song that you played? It reminded me of the actual song, The Devil Went Down to Georgia, like with the dueling fiddles.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like they kind of like mimic that idea. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, the producer they got is also like a YouTube dude too. What's his name? No Life something? No Life Shack? Oh, no, that's just the other dude. No, oh, I forgot who his name was. But he has pretty dope beats, too, and he put that beat together for sure.
I like that. That show's dope.
But yeah, so that was our music of the weeks.
Let's jump back into the news. Sorry, what was your song called again?
The Devil Went Down to Hip Hop.
And the artist, I'm sorry?
Crypt.
CRYPT, right?
Yep. And Vin J. Like okay. A vehicle identification number. But I don't think it actually means that.
Okay.
All right, wait. I want to do this right for once, so I'm going to fade this, and then I'm actually going to fade into this.
Okay!
This is the news.
Let's do it!
The news.
Yeah!
The news.
What?
All right, shall I kick us off?
Yeah, bitch.
Shall I kick us off?
Yeah.
Okay. Paper Girls.
What?
Paper Girls is a comic book story that's done by Brian K. Vaughan, one of my favorite writers. That's why I'm really ashamed I still have
you
not...
Know, I thought of Paperboy when you said that, and I was like, what?
Well, let me get to that.
Oh, shit.
Anyway, I was trying to say, as one of my favorite writers, I love Saga, I love Runaways.
Same person?
Brian K. Vaughan. He's fucking genius. He's so good. And, you know, he's doing the new Gundam movie coming out from Hollywood.
Interesting.
Yeah, this guy's writing the Gundam movie from Hollywood.
Hope it's good.
Yeah, well, this is one of the things that, like, continued his fame after Runaways, Paper Girls. It's gotten greenlit for a TV show for Amazon Prime. Basically,
Amazon. Okay, cool.
Yeah, they requested it. We don't know have details on the showrunner or the director. I'm assuming that Brian K. Vaughan will, you know, have some hand in the writing himself.
Right.
But, you know, we never know. Came out in 2015. Basically, Paper Girls is about a team of girls that were on their paper girl route. And then somehow in the 1980s, like 1988. So it has a very Stranger Things kind of vibe. I feel like that might be what they're trying to capitalize on right now.
Oh, it's true.
But basically, in the middle of their paper route, they get caught up accidentally, you know, the morning after Halloween, in a warring conflict between two different groups of time travelers.
Whoa.
And they end up having to travel through time, meeting versions of themselves and, you know, stopping the conflict or starting conflicts and shit like that.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's a really, really cool concept for a show. And, yeah, Amazon's picking it up. They're asking asking for, you know, a TV series about it.
Is this an ongoing series or is it like a one-shot?
No, it's still going. Carla, oh, okay. You know, your girl has...
Yeah, I know.
First couple, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's ongoing. I believe they're up to seven.
I think I bought it for her.
Did you buy one for her?
Yeah.
I got her one for one of her birthdays.
Yeah, I think so I got... You got a follow-up? I think I picked her up like the next issue, the next volume for Christmas. And I think I have it on my list. So if another one drops, it'll show up in my folder.
Oh, nice. Yeah, it's not as far ahead as you would think it would be. For being in 2015, I think there's only like five or six books, like not many. Like,
yeah, sounds about right.
But yeah, so keep an eye out for that. That'll be coming out. We don't know. We don't know when it's going to be coming out, but I'm assuming if not the end of next year, the year after. But we'll see.
It's funny. I don't even know what the fuck I bought her.
You know, it's so hard to predict when these shows will come out because it's like, man.
Oh, shit, my bad.
Man, some of them come out so quick these days. You know, like, I remember that Lost in Space shit came out like that. Like, they said they're going to do Lost in Space, and I feel like a month later there was a trailer, and then, like, it came out, like, 2 months after that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so, like, Netflix doesn't fuck around. Neither does Amazon.
What the fuck is Lost in Space?
Lost in Space, that TV show they have on Netflix based off of that old 1960s TV show.
Well, I don't
Danger,
even know.
Will Robertson. Danger.
Oh, that's where that shit came from?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I don't even know what that is. That's interesting.
You might have seen the 90s movie about it called Lost in Space and had the fool from Friends in it. Joey Tribbiani was in it.
What? Okay, no, I don't know.
We'll talk
about
later.
This.
All right, you're up for news, bro.
All right, so Evo's coming up soon.
Yes, sir. You been practicing?
I guess.
You said in your focus week. Yeah, you have
been
practicing.
I've been playing, and we've been playing fucking every weekend, dude.
Yeah.
This car's been practicing. So registration ends next week, July 14th at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So anyone that wants to go, on the fence with it, whatever, you got to do it now.
Yeah.
At least by next week. Also, in other news regarding Evo, I'll just give you a whole mess of Evo shit right now. Seven games have reached over 1,000 entries. Out of 9 games, 7 of them have reached over 1,000 entries.
Fuck.
Which is crazy, which I think they're saying is a new like record for them.
Damn, we got a lot of what's not in that range?
I'll get to that in a second. Last thing I want to say, though, is also DLC and our patches... whatever comes out after July 17th will not be part of Evo.
Okay.
So if anyone's practicing specific shit for specific patches or DLC characters or just any type of DLC.
You're cool for now.
Yeah, anything that comes out after July 17th will not be at the tournament. So I never knew did this shit like that, but I guess that kind of makes sense.
It makes sense, yeah. Because I had wondered about that when, remember like some new Street Fighter characters had come out?
Yeah.
And I was like, do they count? And then they ended up using them.
Yeah.
But I think it's because like there was a certain time for them
coming
out.
There probably was, yeah. I'm not sure if this is the first time they did it or not, but I was just going through their Twitter, and I saw that come up. I was like, oh, I didn't know that they did shit like that. So I just thought I'd bring it up here. And then, yeah, regarding what you're talking about, to kind of talk about the placement of every game, what do you think the number one game is with the most entries?
Dragon Ball FighterZ.
Nah, not even.
To
give you a hint, Dragon Ball...
Tekken?
Dragon Ball FighterZ was the 7th one to reach 1,000 entries.
They were the last, ironically, 7th. 7 Dragon Balls? That's funny.
Oh, shit.
so I'm going to say Tekken's number one then.
Nah, Smash Bros. Ultimate is number one.
Fuck, really?
Yep.
Wow, okay.
Number two is Tekken 7.
I swear I thought Tekken 7 was going to be number one. Like,
it's close. I think they're saying it's really close. Between Smash and Tekken right now.
Yeah, Tekken's... I'm not even going to dare to compete in Tekken. It's so lit.
I signed up for Tekken.
I know you did. Yeah, like, man, you might have a chance. You've been playing more than me, but, like, dude, that's going to be so intense. Like, everyone's been playing it. Like, every time I go to, like, YouTube channels, like, gamers and shit, they're playing fucking Tekken.
Yeah. If we end up going back to Wednesday Night Fight, I might want to compete there again. And Seoul at the same time.
You want to go next week?
I don't know if I can. I would have gone.
Oh, yeah, you never know.
I would have gone yesterday, but I couldn't go yesterday. So I don't even know. Anyways, third place right now is Street Fighter V. Mm-hmm. And then the fourth most voted or most entries is Samurai Showdown. Fourth. A new game.
Wow. Samurai Showdown's fourth, huh?
Fifth is Mortal Kombat 11.
What? Weak.
And then sixth is the game that we didn't know, Undernight Inbirth.
Wow, Soul Calibur ain't even there, huh? What's the other one that didn't make
Dragon Ball is seventh. Eighth is Soul. And then the last one, bottom of the list, is BlazBlue Cross Tag Battle.
Yeah, I haven't heard hype for BlazBlue in a long time. I'm very surprised it made it on
this
the list.
This game sounds pretty dope, but I just...
hype is gone. They're suffering from Soul Calibur Syndrome.
You know what it is, though? I think BlazBlue has so many just revisions that people just kind of... for me, that's what happened with me. As I started keeping up with BlazBlue because they have so many fucking variations of their game. Kind of like Guilty Gear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's why I fell off.
Me too. Like, I remember we had bought one Guilty Gear, one BlazBlue, and then, like, immediately after we buy it, like, a new version.
Yeah,
new game,
version
we're like, okay.
Like, what the fuck, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, those are your top... I mean, those are the nine games, and that's the order they're in which the most entries are in right now. At least as of, I think, like, late last week. I'm pretty sure it's around the same, though. But Dragon Ball FighterZ just the other day reached 1,000 entries, which is crazy because last year it was number one, and it's dropped so much. And people are saying like the meta in the game has been coming like very stale, and then certain characters are just really, you know, number one. Like
for which game?
For Dragon Ball.
Yeah, I could get that. Dude, I'm telling you, the mistake was the Goku clones. There's too many fucking Gokus. Like,
but there's certain characters that are top, and then that's it. Like, everyone uses those characters, I think.
Oh, they got to that point?
Yeah.
See, is that the crux of the triple fighters? Like,
maybe.
Triple character fighters?
That's,
like,
that's what happens sometimes, right?
It happens, like, every time with the triple fighter games. Yeah. Like, interesting.
But yeah, RS surprise. Sam Show number four. Yeah, fourth. I know, fourth place. Fourth most entries. Dude,
for real, I was shocked about that. Like, Samurai Showdown. Like, I thought that show would be the sixth. If it even made that list, you know?
Seriously.
Interesting.
That's pretty hype.
Yeah, that's dope. That's going to be, you know, that tournament is going to be one of the funnest ones to watch, Samurai Showdown.
You know what's crazy, too? Because, you know, like, usually the headlining game is Street Fighter, right? So, Joey or Mr. Wizard, the head of Evo, put out a tweet asking, like, what would you guys rather see as a top, you know, at the finals at Evo for Sunday? Because Sunday only has four games, by the way. Mm-hmm. I think Tekken and Street Fighter are there. I think BlazBlue was the other one. And I think Smash. I think those are the four that are going to be on Sunday's finals.
Okay.
Which is interesting. But they're
Tekken,
asking, like...
Wait, which ones? Say it again. Tekken, yeah. BlazBlue?
Street Fighter and Smash.
Why BlazBlue?
Because it was so hype like last year, I suppose.
Street
I don't
Fighter?
Know. Street Fighter, because Street Fighter just always... Because
Street Fighter is Street Fighter, yeah.
Street Fighter, yeah. That's what EVO was built on.
That's true.
But I guess they're playing with the idea of not having Street Fighter be the final game for the night. I think Tekken would be pretty legit to have there.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like putting Smash there would make a lot of people upset. But it has the most entries, though. So at the same time, you feel like you should do it. But I feel like the whole FGC in general is going to be like, what the fuck? And I feel like Nintendo's not going to be down for that for some reason.
Not down for what?
For having Smash to be the headlining game for Evo?
No, I don't think they're going to try. I don't think they're going to try that shit again.
To intervene again?
Yeah.
We'll see. But anyways, that's just something that are out there. But yeah, August, 2nd, 3rd, 4th is Evo. So anyone that's not going, RS, go.
All right. Okay. In other news, I don't know if anybody remembers... you know, maybe 2013, 2014, there was a series of online attacks, people getting flooded with a whole bunch of, like, internet bullshit, like, internet traffic and news and shit like that, to the point where they couldn't get online. Yeah, like, somebody was funneling
DDoS attacks?
Yeah, exactly, DDoS attacks. You know, they got somebody for it a while ago. His name was, Austin Thompson.
Was it like the Sony hacks? Like, I think that's what.
Yeah,
what
yeah, yeah, yeah. Sony. Exactly. Well, now they're Daybreak Games, but the company that was handling Sony's entertainment online, they were the ones that got hacked, and you know, so basically the lawsuit is with them, you know, because they were the ones handling Sony's
Okay.
Online system at the time, you know, like they were the ones that developed it with them and shit.
Right, right.
So now their deal is with them. But anyway, this guy had hacked them back in 2013, 2014, mm-hmm. like AJ said, the DOS attacks. He's finally fucking paying for it.
Interesting.
27 months in prison.
Damn.
$95,000 fine.
27. That's like 2.5 years almost?
That's like 2 shows. That's 2.5 years. Yeah, that's exactly 2.5 years.
Yeah.
Of prison time.
Or prison time.
Not
shit.
Jail time. Mm. Prison time, bro. Like, damn. Don't fuck with these guys. I guess he was also known for fucking with Blizzard and Battle.net and shit like that.
Probably. If he did it once, he's probably going to try to other places. Yeah, so that makes sense.
The exact quote by Blizzard was like, these attacks flooded his victim's servers with enough internet traffic to take them offline.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he's paying for it. So anyone who got victimized, you should feel really good right now. This guy's getting fucked right now. Hopefully not literally. But, you know.
maybe,
yeah.
Maybe literally. Who knows?
I only brought it up because Daybreak Games are the ones that are... like, you know, going after this because technically they were the ones working for Sony and they were the ones that technically got hacked. It was their security that didn't,
okay,
you know what I mean?
Okay.
That didn't follow through.
Yeah.
So that's why they're the ones doing this whole thing.
Okay.
But yeah, man.
Because Sony probably blamed them and charged them money.
Probably.
So they're probably like, you know, we're going to get the fucker that did this to us instead.
Yeah, exactly. And make him pay whatever they had to pay.
Yeah.
You know, if not more.
That's interesting.
But yeah, I thought it was very interesting. If anyone remembers those or was suffered by them, like, yeah, that's what's going on with that.
And a DDoS attack is, I forgot what it stands for, denial of service, so some digital denial of service, something like that.
Let me see.
But it's pretty much when you send a bunch of traffic to a certain website or a certain thing or a certain server, and then usually when servers communicate over the internet, they have to ping back to each other to see what's going on. But when the one thing you ping at throws something back at you and you don't respond back to it, it's going to keep trying to communicate with you.
Oh, and then,
okay. So what a DDoS attack is, you saying something to somebody and then denying it to come back to you. So you stop talking with it right away and then it keeps pinging back towards you. And then you just keep throwing other shit at it that it can't bounce back at, you know, and that's what fucking causes servers to get crazy and all that. So that's what a DDoS attack is.
Quite annoying.
Yeah. Anyways.
AJ?
Oh, okay. So, in other news, Masuda, who is the head of the Pokemon games, right?
Yes.
He actually put out a comment about what we talked about last time, where the Pokedex, National Dex, was not going to be a thing, and how they chose to like not put certain Pokemon in, saying that it was going to be for balancing issues, and there's too much graphics to deal with and all that, right?
Yeah.
So, he actually kind of doubled down on it. Saying that he sees that, you know, the Pokemon community is very passionate about, you know, this thing is how it's very important.
For those that don't get undertones, by passionate, he means they're fucking pissed. Can we go on, AJ?
Yeah. Yeah, he understands that every Pokemon is very, you know, important to every person, but and it's a difficult decision for them, but they're going to make it clear that they're not going to do this, and that maybe we should just wait for them to, because they're not going to go away forever, pretty much, is what he was trying to say, too. He's like,
but they're unavailable for now. It's basically what happened to the Johto Pokemon about 6 or 7 years ago, where there was no way to fucking get them until they made special events for them, right?
I guess, yeah.
You remember what I'm talking about? Remember how you could not get the fucking Johto Pokemon about, like, 7 years ago?
Yeah, one of the games was like that, right?
Yeah, like, yeah. They were the only thing phased out that you could get.
I mean, there was a way to get them. I mean, if you hacked them into the game, they existed in the game. There was actually code for those Pokemon. Every single game has had code for every single Pokemon that exists up until that point.
I meant more specifically, you couldn't officially transfer them over.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, which was even weirder. That you
I think there's always been a way, but there's like a bunch of loops and like hoops that you have to jump through just to get that.
Yeah, because some games don't transpond well, so it's like you have to go from one game to a different game to get
into another game sometimes. Yeah. That's kind of what you had to do back in the day. It's been easier now with the Pokebank, but like, what was the point of giving us that if you're just going to deny us all the Pokemon in the future?
That's true. And you know, this is a constant problem, Pokemon. Like, you can almost never catch them all. They ironically, they made it so you can almost never catch them all. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's fucking annoying. To me, I don't know. I'd be annoyed. If I was still playing Pokemon games, if I were you guys, I'd be fucking pissed off. Like, dude, make it so I can fucking catch all the Pokemon.
I just want to know. I was never into catching all the Pokemon because I just feel like that's fucking crazy. Danny's into that shit, though.
I did it once in the original. I caught all 151. They gave me a little certificate.
Oh, yeah, exactly. The only way I got that certificate is by hacking the game. I was so into Game Shark shit back in the day. I built my first website that I ever built was based off Game Shark codes.
Oh, wow.
For Pokemon Red and Blue and Gold and Silver. But yeah, that was the only way I got a certificate is by, you know, putting the cheat code in it.
It was hard, bro. It was real hard. Like, yeah, you had to know people imagine. That had all the shit you wanted otherwise.
And then you had to find the right people to trade with. Yeah, I didn't know exactly how it is. And you need to train the right Pokemon, too. Once you catch something, you got to train it all the way up, too. That's fucking no. I never had time for all that shit. But yeah, so yeah, they kind of just doubled down and told us it's not going to happen in Sword and Shield. But to look forward to future games because all the Pokemon are not disappearing. So people are, like, starting to believe now, like, are they going to, like, DLC this shit or something like that? Like, charge us to get the other Pokemon? Or is it going to be, like, a, you know, how we get, like, a... You know, a crystal or a yellow.
You think they would go that way and charge us for DLC Pokemon?
That'd be some bitch shit.
That'd be some bitch shit, dude. Unless they're 50 cents a Pokemon, like, that's some bitch shit, dude.
If they do that, expect the first dick move from me.
Damn. You heard it here first, guys. Don't get this nigga started, please.
I don't know if I ever did it. Have I done dick's move?
No, you never have.
I don't think I have.
I think one of our guests did it one. I feel like Danny did it one time or something. You know what I mean? Like,
or Will, maybe. Or I feel Will. Like. I think it was Will.
Yeah, I think it was Will.
He gets pretty angry about shit. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's kind of what's going on with Pokemon right now. And as you can see here in my picture right here, you got Masuda wearing the gauntlet, snapping half of existence of the Pokemon world.
All balance of this should be according to him. All right, so other news. Let's talk about Eternals real quick. Oh, no. You know what? I'll do two news real quick. Before I get to Eternals, a spinoff to Big Lebowski has been confirmed. It is really fucking happening. So if anyone is, it's a Coen Brothers movie. Maybe you haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it, but I heard a lot about it. A lot about it.
Dude, you would like it. I mean, you wouldn't.
It's
I don't
a
know
comedy,
if,
right?
Yeah, it's a comedy. I don't know if you'd love it, but you'd like it. But anyway. Big Lebowski, a great classic movie by the Coen brothers. I recommend it. It leaves you wanting more at the end. You know, that's the thing. Like, it's over and you're like, damn, that's the end of it? And you want to watch it again, like, right away afterwards.
Okay.
That's why it's a cult classic, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, people have been bugging for a sequel to Big Lebowski and we've never gotten it. It's been, like, more than 10 years. You know, it's been, like, 15 years. And, you know, we're not getting a sequel, but we are getting a spinoff. And it's called The Jesus Rolls. And if anyone knows the character, you know, one of the rival characters, the Jesus, you know, his name's Jesus, you know, he's a Mexican bowler or whatever, but he goes by the Jesus. He prefers to be called the Jesus, you know?
That's funny.
He's like over the top, fancy player. He has a really fucking funny scene in the movie that everyone always references in all these movies and shit, you know?
Interesting, okay.
Yeah, so he's getting a spinoff just about him, and it's going to be by the exact same actor, played by the guy, I'm very sneaky.
Oh, no way.
From
Transformers.
No, from...
But he was in that, too.
Okay.
But Mr. Deeds.
Yeah, Mr. Deeds, yeah. It's played by him. And that's happening. So anyone... Emilio! Yeah, that's right. Anyone who's a big fan of Big Lebowski, I'm sorry you're not getting a sequel, but I'm sure you're very happy to hear the Jesus Rolls is real, and they are really doing that.
It's a pedophile character. That's interesting.
No, they just call him that. Like they fuck with him and talk shit to him, and there's no proof for that or no evidence for that at all. Like there's no hint to that. They just call him that. Like, oh, you're a fucking pedophile. And he's like, what the fuck? You know, like anyway.
I get that.
Yeah, you know, you get it. You get the joke.
I get it, yeah.
Anyway, so that aside, let's talk about a different movie coming out, you know, soon-ish, maybe, The Eternals. The Eternals, there's been a lot of fucking news and, I guess, apparently fake news thrown around about The Eternals. Because we don't know the casting exactly. As far as we know, the only one official, like, for real, is Angelina Jolie. And, and recently Selma Hayek. Has been casted, which I'm telling you, Cersei, that bitch with the black hair, does she not look like fucking Selma Hayek?
She fucking does. I was about to say that right now.
She's got to be fucking Selma Hayek. Anyway, Eternals, right?
Yeah.
There's been a lot of rumors, especially about Kumail Nanjiani, which is the guy from that one I told you to watch that you never watched, that cyber one about Silicon Valley.
I was about to say that too.
Yeah, Silicon Valley. You know, Dinesh, the Indian guy in that.
I gotta fucking watch that because I just realized.
I told
right now,
you, it's your show. You would fucking laugh your ass
I'm fucking,
off on that
I'm
show.
Fucking paying for HBO right now. I just remembered.
Wow.
I gotta go and watch it.
See,
then.
I hope you feel guilty for not watching it sooner. It's
oh,
really
shit.
Good. It's fucking hilarious.
I forgot about that.
Anyway, he was also in the most recent, the first episode of the new Twilight Zone show done by Jordan Peele. But anyway, there's been a lot of rumors, especially about, you know, the actor who plays Robb Stark, The Rock, and more specifically, Kumail Nanjiani and Millie Bobby Brown, about them being Eternals. And we don't know because there's just fucking all kinds of bullshit rumors coming out about Eternals.
Yes.
But today we got some clarity. Millie Bobby Brown legitly rejected it. She says she is not an Eternal. She has talked to Marvel in the past, but she is not an Eternal. She's like, she said she would know by now if she was. You know what I mean? Because the movie's already like being worked on and shit.
Right.
So she's not. The girl from Stranger Things has nothing to do with it so far. However, Nanjiani said, nothing is set in stone. I would love to play a superhero, but that's all I'm going to say. To me, that makes me think he probably is involved. Or, like, if not, they're, like, on the cusp right now of deciding whether or not he's involved.
Yeah.
And I think he'll be perfect for the Marvel Universe if he talks like that. <'Cause>, know, that's how you fucking deal with questions about the Marvel Universe.
I don't know. You know, like, it could happen.
It'd be nice,
we'll see.
You know? Like,
that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Let him know for me.
Meanwhile, other people haven't said anything. As far as I know, the actor that plays Robb Stark hasn't said shit.
He's dead. Spoilers.
The Rock hasn't made any comment, you know.
I thought he was supposed to be the Adam.
Maybe. We'll see. No. Yeah, that's DC, though. He's supposed to have a Marvel role. He's been talking to Kevin Feige.
He can do that?
I guess The Rock can. He's been talking to Feige, but we don't...
Fucking double dipping over here and shit.
Well, nothing may come of that, but there's a chance that, you know, maybe he is.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, we don't know officially anything about him. Keanu Reeves has been rumored to be an Eternal a lot lately. And
that sounds breathtaking.
Doesn't it, though? You're breathtaking, AJ. But, you know, that's not official. You know, everyone thinks Keanu Reeves is about to have a moment in Marvel, but we just don't know. We'll only know either this Saturday at Comic-Con when they talk about Eternals if he walks on stage. I have a feeling all the Eternals are going to walk on stage this year at Comic-Con. And
so
you
gotta see who's going to Comic Con.
Yeah, you gotta watch who's attending and shit for panels.
Chat, when's Comic Con? I'll let them figure
it
out.
Yeah, they'll figure it out for sure. And then if we don't get any announcements about it, then don't get sad because D23 is coming up 2 weeks after that, like on the last week of July. So, you know, there's a lot of chance of announcements for Marvel. So don't get sad if you don't see what you want to see at Comic Con.
Comic Con's next week.
Yeah. Oh, not this Saturday, next Saturday?
Yeah, the 18th.
The 18th, okay. And then the last week of July will be D23.
Okay.
So, all right. So, yeah, that's all I was going to say, Eternals. Definitely not Millie Bobby Brown.
Maybe.
She's
lying, dude. She's lying.
She could be. I mean, I don't know. I don't think she would at this point.
Call her Mufasa because she's lying.
I would hype it up if I were her, but, and Nanjiani is a maybe, I guess, so.
He's on the fence. He's not sure if he wants to admit it or not.
AJ?
Oh, okay. What up? So I thought this was interesting. I got this straight from Destructoid. I'm going to read it word for word here. But 2018 manga, The King of Fighters, A New Beginning, has been picked up for localization in North America by publishers Seven Seas.
A manga? Oh, the manga that came out there. It's going to be here in America?
Yeah, the manga's out in Japan right now. Yeah, but yeah, it got picked up to be translated. It currently on its third volume in Japan right now, and is expected to arrive in the U.S. shores shortly, early next year. A New Beginning is an adaptation of the most recent King of Fighters release, KOF 14. The manga focuses on the events surrounding the tournament, featuring all the popular members of the KOF roster, but primarily focusing on Team China and its fashionable new captain, Shunny. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so this is scheduled to come out early next year, so probably January, actually, 2020. So if anyone's into manga, fighting game series, KOF for sure, you want a storyline to go with it, check this shit out when it drops.
That's pretty dope.
I'm kind of down to check it out.
I would read it. Yeah, maybe we should get the first one and see if it's any good.
I'm kind of down.
You know what I've always wanted to watch? The live-action
movie?
No, no.
I want to see the KOF one. Remember that shit? We saw that shit?
Oh,
never
yeah.
Actually, in the actual
that's
thing,
right. Though. We never watched it. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'd be down to at least watch a little bit. But I was going to say, not KOF. What is it called? What's the game Terry's from? Fury?
Fatal Fury.
Fatal Fury. The animated movies are the shit, I heard. Mm. They're all highly rated. I looked them up online. There's three of them.
Got to find a spot to stream all that shit. Like, even the Darkstalkers one, you're telling me.
It's all there, bro. All HD.
I'm afraid of getting fucking viruses going to that website.
You could. It's a possibility.
I need to find anyone know any good virus protectors. Let me know. At AJ Twist on Twitter, please.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not gonna say that you can't. There's a very good chance you could get a virus from Kiss Anime, so I'm not gonna say that. All right, other news. So in a very rare move, George Lucas allowed a screening of the original Star Wars before the special edition edits. So a gentleman under the name of David Doubt somehow came into a reel of the original A New Hope and Empire Strikes Back. And, you know, he humbly requested, you know, that with the Academy of Motion Pictures Arts, who are going to help him, like, you know, show it.
Mm-hmm.
He requested that he can show that, you know, from George Lucas. And usually every other time.
Interesting.
George Lucas says, no, only the new version that I made can be shown in theaters. He's very fucking clear about it.
Yeah. Like, this is a true version that was meant to
be. Yeah. He wanted it this way, you know, basically.
Right.
And this guy requested it to him just on a Hail Mary. And George Lucas said yes.
He's like, fuck it, it's not mine anymore.
You know what? And AJ, I think that's exactly what it is. Like, it's not mine anymore. They're changing my shit anyway. Like, fuck it. Do whatever you want. Yeah. Do whatever
dead
you want.
To me now.
Yeah. He's like, whatever. Just do whatever you want. So, yeah, he greenlit it. And this guy was able to show it in 70mm print. Like, straight up old school style. Like,
cool. Interesting.
Before all the fucking annoying CGI ads and shit, you know?
Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen it any other way.
Oh, shit, you're right. I only showed you the new ones. You've never seen the old shit.
Mm.
So it probably looked fine to you. Like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it did. It looked fine. I'm like, oh, shit, this is old school.
It really would only bother you if you saw the originals. Because, like, not that the CGI ones didn't look better, but, like, they look more detailed and shit, but they look generated, you know?
Something that I've seen before, though, I don't know if this is on the original, but Jabba apparently wasn't this huge glob thing. He was an actual human in their very original, no?
He was the motion capture guy. He was the guy that was supposed to be in the mechanical suit.
Mm.
So, yeah, that was a human, but that was a behind the scenes.
Is that what I saw?
And that's why that scene came out later with the CGI Jabba around him.
Mm.
They fucking made him motion capture, basically, you know?
Right.
But, yeah, originally that guy was supposed to wear the suit and come out and talk shit to Han Solo.
Yeah.
But then their idea for Jabba the Hutt was way bigger. And they're like, you know what? Let's just fucking drop that scene. We're not even going to fucking take the time to build him. We're going to build
that
him.
That scene wasn't even there, huh?
Yeah, it wasn't even in the original movie, no.
That's crazy.
And they were like, you know what? Let's just fucking save this for Return of the Jedi when we have time and money to build Jabba the Hutt properly, you know? So they just didn't do it.
That's cool.
And that's what he's only talked about in the first movie.
Mm.
Which I think it's better than them showing that little weak-ass scene of him actually being a little bitch-ass. Like, he let Han Solo punk him. I'm like, what?
Yeah, he let Han Solo step on his tail.
Yeah, and then tell him, I'll pay you whenever I'm going to pay you. I'm like, what? Did anyone see Return of the Jedi and realize he doesn't play that shit? Like, anyway, but yes, that was a thing. Hopefully that means he'll be allowing more original viewings of the old school shit. Maybe even a DVD or Blu-ray re-release of the original versions.
Whoa.
That's what I've been fucking waiting for. I fucking do not like the ads. They were cool on Empire, but on A New Hope and Return of the Jedi, it's too much. Like, I don't like it.
Cuckoo says Boba Fett was in the first movie. Really?
Yeah, only in that scene that we're talking about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Huh, okay.
Who would just be trying to say shit to, like, kind of throw you off?
I don't know what's going on. Shit.
I know. Anyway, AJ?
All right, this is my last one, actually. So,
Wait, that's your last one?
Yeah.
Oh, actually, no, I only got one more. That's fine.
All right.
Wait, I got two more. Wait, let me do one real quick.
All right.
This one got a picture. Marvel has a new arc coming out called Marvel Contagion. So basically...
Is it contagious?
I guess it will be. I don't know any details about it. It hasn't come out. It's coming out this Wednesday, I believe. But this is going to be a storyline focused on the street heroes. The Thing... Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, Moon Knight, you know, all the basically the street level heroes. Yeah, and they're going
to be getting a Moon Knight pretty soon, no?
Yeah, well, we don't know. We haven't heard any details. Yeah, a lot of people want Keanu Reeves to play Moon Knight, too, you know? Like,
Keanu just play all the scenes now.
Right?
Who was that? We had a person like that recently. Like, oh, it should be this person. And then, like, we always bring up this one person to play everything. Now Keanu Reeves is that.
You're right. Damn, who was it? We would always bring them up like, damn, they're not using this guy.
Yeah.
Damn, I forgot who it was.
I don't know. Maybe Ryan Reynolds?
Is it someone they ended up using already? Or like?
I don't know, but I feel like Ryan Reynolds was kind of that a few years ago when he first started doing Deadpool and shit.
Yeah, like, where he at? You know, yeah. Type shit.
Anyways.
But anyway, as I was saying, yeah, this new story, Contagion, it's going to be a 6-issue story, and it's going to be about the street-level heroes dealing with some kind of infection in New York. I don't know if it's biological or mystical or what. I don't know. I didn't read it. I haven't read anything, and I don't want to read too much into it without reading the first issue. But
number one, though, so.
Yeah, number one coming out soon. They have pictures of all the way up to number 3, so I'm wondering if things are out already. I don't know, but I'm pretty sure it's coming out this Wednesday coming up. But yeah, so Contagion, it's the new Marvel event going parallel with War of the Realms, which is happening right now. Yeah, AJ?
All right, my last piece of news is something that we mentioned a while back. We saw somewhere that there was copyright trademark things being done by Nintendo for the name Armored Mewtwo.
Yes.
And we finally know where that's going toward, because we kind of thought, at least I'm not sure if I don't remember if I heard it somewhere, but I definitely mentioned here on the show that maybe Armored Mewtwo was for Sword and Shield. Maybe there's going to be new Armored Evolutions.
You did say that.
We didn't get that shit. We got this fucking big ass blow up fucking Pokemon that I don't remember what they're called right now. But Armored Mewtwo is actually showing up somewhere finally in Pokemon Go.
Oh, shit. Is it the one from the lab experiment?
Yeah, it looks like it. Yeah, he's wearing armored and shit like that. Yeah, so it's kind of looks. It doesn't look exactly like it, but it looks pretty close.
It's funny because that shit's not armor. That's funny.
True, yeah. It's not armor. That's true.
Anyway, go on.
But yeah, so he's going to be the new raid boss starting today, or actually yesterday, and for the rest of the month. So go look out for those big raids. I'm not sure if he's a legendary raid. Like, you got to get the ticket to do it. Or if he's just out there. But yeah, look out for the Armored Mewtwo. I'm pretty sure he's a little more powerful than the actual Mewtwo, which I don't have thinking about it now. I haven't played fucking Pokemon Go in forever, actually. But yeah, that's where he's at. So whatever we talked about wasn't a lie.
On that note, let me say real quick, I want to get the date down right. But this year... Oh, tomorrow. Yeah, okay. July 12th in Japan. Mewtwo Strikes Back.
Oh, yeah.
Evolution. This is in my news. Mewtwo Strikes Back, Evolution will be coming out. It's an hour and 38 minutes. As far as I understand, it's a CGI version of the original Pokemon movie. I don't know. I just want to throw that out there because we didn't talk about it.
Yeah, I want to check that out, too.
Yeah, I don't know. I think there will be a dubbed version of it probably towards the end of summer, I'm guessing. I don't know. That's all speculation.
They usually release that shit together, right? Well, I guess not normally.
Yeah, usually they wait like a couple weeks or a month after, sometimes 2 or 3 months after, depending on how popular it is.
To do
the dub.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm sure it's not easy to get all those voice casters back for Pokemon, you know? But anyway, my last piece of news, there is a new Ninja Turtle that will be born. There's already news about it. It's definitely happening. In one of the newer comics. Now, AJ, do you want to hear this shit? You may not want to hear this, right? It's going to fuck it up for you?
Well, is it the comics?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine, because the comic series, the current one, I have no idea where that shit started. What I have is the original from the fucking 80s.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so in the new Ninja Turtles comic, there's a fifth turtle that's born. She wears a yellow headband. Her name is Jenica, and she's a regular human.
Where's Venus?
Right? People were saying that. It was fucking Venus, you know?
What color is her headband?
Yellow.
It's yellow. So, fucking, remember the original arcade games?
Yeah.
Fucking, Michelangelo was always a fucking yellow headband. Mm-hmm. That's where they got that shit from. Maybe. Or maybe it was her the whole time.
Maybe. Maybe it's Greg.
Maybe.
You know, but,
I know, Greg's gonna be like the green headband Ninja Turtle. Mm. Like, why'd you choose green, dude? We can't even tell if you're wearing one or not.
True, that wouldn't help. So from the pages of IDW, so this is from the newest one. But yeah, she's a character who I think she has connections to the Foot Clan and Splinter. I don't really know. But she gets injured and she's losing a lot of blood. And the only person with a blood type match, Leonardo. Weird, right? So Leonardo gives her a blood transfusion. And instead of saving her life regularly, apparently that transforms her into a turtle.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And that apparently raises a lot of questions to the, apparently, according to the comic fan base. You know, I'm just reading the comments off of this piece of news. And the fan base is like really fucking confused right now. They're like, wait a minute. So you can do a blood transfusion and now you're a turtle too?
So she was a human.
Yeah, she's a regular human.
What's her name again?
Jenica. I don't know her last name.
Because there's a character called Karai, and I don't know what her original origin is.
Bro, I think that's her last name.
Oh, for reals?
I think that's her last name.
Karai?
Jenica. K-U-R-A-I, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I think that's her last name. Why? What did you? What makes you say that?
Well, in the Nickelodeon series recently, not the newer one, but the
oh shit, yeah. The Shredder's great grandfather Karai, Splinter's rival for control of the Foot, impaled Jenica on a sword. Oh no, he killed her. He stabbed her.
That's a different story then.
Okay, yeah,
that's another version of Karai, I suppose. Every series has its own story sometimes.
Who the fuck is Karai? I don't know.
But Karai, at least from the recent series, she was Splinter's daughter. And you know how Splinter and Shredder have the rivalry and shit? Mm-hmm. Before Splinter fled Japan and all that, after all that shit, they were fighting for the girl. Splinter had, you know, a baby with her. That was Karai. But then when fucking Shredder fucked up Splinter's shit and his wife died, his daughter died too. But Shredder came through and found the baby still alive and took the baby in and raised her as his own.
Oh, shit. Well, okay, check this. I don't know how this links in, but it says Shredder's great-granddaughter, Karai.
Shredder's great-granddaughter. That's
so listen to how this is worded. Shredder's great-granddaughter, Karai. Splinter's rival for control of the Foot. Impaled Jenica on a sword. Karai and her gang of mutants then prevented the turtles from taking Jenica to a hospital. With few other options, the turtles took drastic measures by reaching out to the mutanimals. I don't know who the fuck that is.
Oh, shit, the mutanimals. What the fuck?
Stealing some of the same Dimension X ooze substance that resorted in April O'Neil's father to health, that restored April O'Neil's father to health after his stroke, and heading to Harold's Harold Lijab's lab. I don't know. You seem to That's be picking shit out of this. I don't know anything of what's happening right now. But I guess, like, she gets stabbed because of Shredder's granddaughter, whoever the fuck that is, Karai, I guess. And
I think those are two different people. I think Karai is playing some type of different thing connected to Shredder. Mm-hmm. But this Jenica chick is someone different, it seems like. But also, if they are the one and the same person, Karai also, she kind of plays on the fence because she was raised by Shredder, but finds out that she's actually truly Splinter's daughter. She's kind of back and forth with helping the turtles, fighting the turtles, you know, shit like that. Mm. So possibility that you can do another play on that where she's actually a turtle now, but, you know, is, you know, one with Shredder or some
turtle
shit.
Power. And now she's in, bro.
Interesting. I don't know. That's a new storyline. That's a new, different universe. Yeah, other turtles, like as we discussed
turtle,
before.
Fifth turtle is born. Yellow headband.
Yeah.
It looks like she uses claws as her weapons.
Yeah.
Interesting shit, right?
Yep. How's a ninja do?
Yeah. All right, AJ, let's do some Unfocused Week predictions, or, you know, what you plan on doing. What you got, man?
I want to fucking figure out what I'm going to do with this Raspberry Pi. I think first thing that would be easier for me right now, though, is to make it into a arcade machine and playing some emulators off this shit, because I have controllers and I have some ROMs, so all I have to do is fucking put the right programming in this and bam, it's done. So that should be easy, but I want to figure out what else I can do with that and read my comics. I have a lot of fucking shit to read now. So I got to read through that shit. And then, of course, the usual, play Soul Calibur, try to play Tekken. And try to play like some Splatoon or some shit.
That's right. Same for me. I want to really like start going heavy into comic reading, so I'm gonna try and do more of that. Tear through this Avengers. Other than that, probably pick up the Saga. That finally, I think there's a new one that I've been waiting on for a year that finally came out. So I'll probably continue reading Saga. Other than that, I got a lot of Soul Calibur practice to do. I'm probably gonna be doing some deep. Little talky studying some little details about her, like, you know, some other a little bit about Amy, just so I have some other options with Amy, you know, and then just going to fucking Evo. with that, you know, with those two characters, whatever I can use.
For sure.
But yeah, other than that, nothing else. I don't really have too much planned. Yeah. I definitely want to watch the new anime series they're coming out. There's one called Dr. Stone. Everyone hasn't shut the fuck up about the manga. But now there's an anime. The first episode's out. So I might check that out. Give you guys a review. All the new anime are coming out this season. Maybe next episode I'll give you a review on all the new ones.
Cool.
But yeah, with that said, I'm focused, guys. This is episode 224, the Octillery episode. Thank you for joining us.
A jet Pokemon. The fuck.
Don't forget, we're live on twitch.tv/clism28 every Thursday, roughly between 7:30 and 8. We go on.
You don't got to say that anymore. Because we'll see you next week.
I'm focused.
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every Thursday.
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, you know, like.
You can subscribe to our podcast show, The Audio Version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
Don't forget to subscribe!